Good morning. The former king made his first trip home yesterday after nearly 2 years in exile following a string of financial scandals sparking widespread criticism. Although prosecutors closed their probes into Juan Carlos I's affairs in March, revelations about the murky origins of his fortune have done irreparable damage to a figure once revered for his role in Spain's transition to democracy following decades of dictatorship. The 84-year-old former monarch arrived by private jet in Vigo ahead of a three-day regatta in the nearby resort of Sanxenxo. His yacht, the Bribon, is participating and is the same vessel with which he and his crew won the world sailing title in 2017. He was greeted at Vigo Airport by his eldest child, Princess Elena. On Monday, he travels to Madrid to visit his wife Sofia, his son King Felipe VI, and other family members before leaving the same day for Abu Dhabi, where he has established his permanent residence, so the palace said late on Wednesday. He has been living there since going into self-imposed exile in August 2020. The National Police, in a joint operation with the French force, have broken up an international drug trafficking gang which they say was based in France and operated in Spain, obtaining supplies from local agents. 9 people have been arrested, 3 of them in Torremolinos, where the police also searched 3 properties and the remainder in France. The gang used the go-fast method, which involves hiring cars and loading them with drugs before crossing the mainland at high speed. The drug traffickers are said to have made frequent trips to Spain, especially the Costa del Sol, where they have made contacts from whom they obtained their supplies. They then drove the hire cars across the country and crossed into France at Irun, where they had infrastructure both sides of the border. Rangers vice chairman John Bennett has expressed his pride in the tens of thousands of supporters who followed their team and wowed the Spanish police and authorities. But it's confirmed yesterday that no Rangers supporters were arrested in Sevilla after estimating that 100,000 were making their way to the Andalusian capital. 6 Germans were arrested ahead of Wednesday's Europa League final, most of them for being allegedly part of a large gang of Eintracht Frankfurt fans who went looking for clashes with Rangers supporters. Disappointed fans have been returning to Scotland since the early hours of yesterday, but they have the prospect of the Scottish Cup final to lift their spirits, with their team facing Hearts at Hampton on Saturday. And Carlos Sainz has yet to step up as a Formula One winner, but Sunday's Spanish Grand Prix is a chance for the Ferrari driver to make a dream come true in front of a capacity home crowd and end a 146 race wait. He has a winning car, with teammate Charles Leclerc taking 2 of the 5 races this season and leading the championship, and plenty of hope. The last time Ferrari won in Spain, where overtaking can be a challenge, was with the Spanish driver, twice world champion Fernando Alonso, back in 2013. Alonso, now with Renault-owned Alpine, is the only Spanish F1 driver to have won at home, and he too will have plenty of support as the fans return in numbers after 2 pandemic-hit years. The race marks the real start of the European season, despite the run at Imola's circuit last month, and is the point at which teams ramp up development. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.